Greg Ahmed is a longtime Minnesota journalist and college instructor who covers greater Minnesota economics for MinPost. He's with us today to tell us about his latest article, No Place Like Home, looking to expand electronic parts giant DigiKey scouts the Midwest but stays put in Minnesota. Thanks for being back with us today, Greg. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning. So tell us about this company, DigiKey. Who are they? What are they? What do they make?
Yeah, well, DigiKey, it's not a new company. They've been around for a long time. It's not a new story either, but it's an interesting company that I think maybe flown under the radar a little bit. It's a big electronics distributor or supplier that's based in Thief River Falls, up in the northwest corner of the state. They've been around since the early 70s, and they've grown into this really major company that's tucked up in the northwest corner of Minnesota. They had $3.1 billion in sales last year, which is really remarkable for a company located in a pretty remote part of the state. And they're also in the middle of an expansion project where they're building a huge distribution center that I've been told has the same footprint size as the old Metrodome in Minneapolis, about 1 million square feet. And they're in the middle of that the project. So I wanted to go up there and see it for myself and look at the place and talk to the folks who work there and just get a better feel for this remarkable company in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, what was the environment like as you walked around and met employees? What did it feel like?
You know, it was really interesting. It was you know, obviously it's a big corporation, so a little bit of a corporate feel, but just with a lot of people scurrying about and working, accountants and IT workers on sort of the administrative wing of the place. And then when you get into the plant, people working in several areas of the plant, obviously the distribution center, working with conveyor belts and packaging units and loading boxes onto trucks. So just a real viable, lots of energy, lots of really nice, interesting people that I spoke to. Seemed like a real I got a good vibe from the place.
You described the digital screen there. What did that show?
Well, that was interesting. It chronicled the orders as they came in from around the world, and it just it just was a running tally, and there were thousands of orders that had come in already on the day that I was there, and I probably toured the plant maybe late morning, and I think if I remember right, about 19,000 orders came in that day, and about 17,000 were completed and shipped by the end of the day. So that was interesting to just watch that running tally. It really showed you the how busy they are, how active that place is on any given day.
With the expansion, how large will the company become in terms of employees?
Well, their plan was to build this expansion plant 1 million square feet in size, 2.2 million square feet of usable space, because there's two stories in it. Their plan was to hire another 1,000 people to work in that distribution center. That would bring their sales force to over 4,000 people. They have almost right around 4,000 now, from what I was told, 3,500 on that site, and then another 500 that work in a distribution center in Fargo and then in call centers around the world. Over more than 4,000 employees, and they're hoping to hire another 600 or so just for this expansion project.
We're talking with Greg Ahmed today from MinPost. He's telling us about DigiKey in Thief River Falls that is expanding. So what went into the decision of staying in Thief River Falls? I think we often hear, especially from politicians, that companies are moving other places and that Minnesota may not be a great place to expand. What did you find out?
Well, that's a great question. I talked to Rick Tronstedt, who was one of their vice presidents. We had a good discussion. I did get a lot of specifics about why they stayed, but a few things that I think led to it is, one, they've been very happy with the workforce that they have. They've always been able to fill their jobs. I think part of that is they offer a pretty good wage, $16.50 an hour starting salary, They have a benefits and salary package that can reach $60,000 starting, depending, I suppose, on how many family members are getting some of the benefits, health benefits. So I think they like their workforce. They're able, even though it's kind of a remote area and a sparsely populated area, they've bussed in workers from as far away as Crookston and Grand Forks. So they're able to get workers from those hamlets in the region, and also the couple of bigger cities to the west. It also helped, of course, that they got the state sweetened the pot a little bit. They gave them $44 million in sales tax breaks, so that was an incentive for them to stay. And the city government gave them some breaks on infrastructure costs. They got something called tax increment financing, which is a long-time sort of economic development tool that local governments use. So they got some incentives to stay, and that helped. And they just felt like they had the workforce that they needed right there. So why not, instead of being sort of spread out and around the Midwest, why not just headquarter everything there? And I think that was kind of their main thinking.
How will this expansion impact Thief River Falls? I mean, is Thief River Falls ready for this, and with housing and schools and other support factions?
Well, I was told that housing, like in many small communities around the state, is always an issue. Quality housing, having enough housing. The city has invested, the community has invested in some housing in recent years. I think there's an idea that there might be some development right around Digi-Key to build some housing units for workers down the road. So there is a need in that town for more housing in general. And I think that'll be an important part as we move forward. But the town itself, Digi-Key has become a big part of their identity. They love having them there. About half the workers for Digi-Key live right in Thief River Falls or just around that community. So, they need some housing. But overall, the community loves having Digi-Key in their town. They support lots of organizations, lots of projects, just a real good corporate partner for that community.
You write about there's a clinic on the Digi-Key campus, is that right?
Right, yes, they have their own clinic, so their workers don't have to go across town if they need something during the day to be treated for something or to get to an appointment. So they have a clinic right on site where they can get some health care.
Okay. Well, let's talk about employees. How are they going to be able to fill these slots that will be open? I know, you know, today in the national news is a lot about President Trump coming to Minnesota and his comments, I think probably yesterday, about not needing immigrants. Did that issue come up as you reported on Digi-Key?
You know, I talked to a state economist, Cameron Mock, who's a regional economist who covers looks at different regions of the state and how their economies are doing. And he also shared a report with me that the state has put together on that region. They call it it's a seven-county region. That's how they define it for that part of the state as they break the state up into different regions so they can look at their economies closely. He thinks that companies in those areas of the state are going to need more diverse workforces as we move ahead, just because of some of the population loss. And that part of the state has seen an increase in immigrants in the last decade. And he thinks that is going to be integral for companies who are looking for workers. Digi-Key, I didn't really talk to them specifically about their needs about that, but I think that will fit into the mix as they advertise for more workers.
You know, I thought it was interesting part of your article when you wrote about Deed, like you said, the statistics about a slightly higher percentage of adults living in Thief River Falls who have a two-year associate's degree compared with the statewide percentage, even though the four-year college degrees is lower. Tell us more about that and how that impacts Digi-Key.
Yeah, that was I included that more anecdotally just to suggest, because Cameron Mock, in my discussion with him and with my research into some of the economic data from that area. He wanted to point that out, that that was, you know, he couldn't make a direct connection from point A to point B, but he thought, since DigiKey offers some positions that only need a high school diploma, some that need a require a two-year degree and some that require a four-year degree, that he thought, because for whatever reason there's a higher percentage of people with those two-year degrees, they have some training, some technical training very often, that they maybe just that's maybe just a good fit for what DigiKey needs. So it was just kind of a little bit of an anomaly in the statistics that that he thought were suggested that perhaps it just was the right kind of workforce for that part of the state. People with just enough training to get their foot in the door at a big company like that. So that was kind of an interesting tidbit.
You know, I don't think we asked you at the beginning, what exactly does DigiKey make?
Well, they make, so you're asking a reporter / English teacher about an electronics distributor, but they make things like converters and circuits and switches and all kinds of things that people need, anything from one part that some guy might need in his house if he's doing some electronic work, all the way up to semiconductors that Apple might need for some of the products that they're making. So it runs the gamut from very small, one part at a time, to big orders to the commercial market.
That is Greg Ahmet. You can read his story on the expansion of DigiKey in Thief River Falls at minpost.com. Greg, thanks for taking time today.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Monday Morning Show.